Welcome back into the Tide Talk podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I am your host, Stacy Blackwood, and we have another edition of Tide Talk in 10. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at the two massive commitments that the University of Alabama's men's basketball team picked up today in Brandon Miller and Noah Clowney. Before we talk about that too much further, I want to tell you a little bit about our friends at betonline.ag. NFL, the NBA, and college football are all in full swing right now. So if you want to place your bets on those sports, head on over to betonline.ag. And while you're there, sign up today on their all-new website or use your mobile device. And if you enter promo code BELIEVE50, you will receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Also, make sure you're subscribed here on the YouTube channel. Hit that like button. Share us with all your Facebook friends, all your friends on Twitter, and make sure you get the word out on the Tide Talk podcast. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Stitcher, or just anywhere you find great podcasts. Also, real quick, for those of you watching on YouTube, the question of the day, can Nate Oates deliver a national championship for the Alabama men's basketball team? Why for yes or in for no? Make sure you jump in the comments and answer that question right now. All right, let's look at this 2022 class just a little bit further. Like I mentioned today, two massive commitments for this 2022 class in Brandon Miller and Noah Clowney, who committed earlier this afternoon. They joined Jaden Bradley as a part of this 2022 class, which is just is outstanding. There's three top 100 players now a part of this class, and there's still room to grow in this class. And I expect Alabama to land a couple other big names in this class. Nate Oates is, and Brian Hodgson and Antoine Pettway are doing a fantastic job of recruiting there in Tuscaloosa. And they're just bringing in great talent at all positions. And they're really building a program that can sustain excellence for the very distant future. So really excited about what this class is doing and what Nate Oates is building there in Tuscaloosa with the men's basketball program. Of course, they tip things off next week, November 9th in Tuscaloosa. So a big opportunity for the Tide to get off on the right foot here in this 2021-2022 season. Really excited to see what they can do this season. They lose a couple guys, Herb Jones, John Petty, Alex Reese. They're no longer there. Of course, Josh Primo was also a lottery pick this last year. So there's some guys that's going to have to be replaced. But Jovan Quinterly, Jaden Shackelford, Alex Tachiku, Noah Gurley. There's a lot of talent there in Tuscaloosa. So make sure that you're there to support the Crimson Tide and the men's basketball team this winter and spring as they take another run at an SEC championship and look to make another deep run in the NCAA tournament. I'm really excited about what Nate Oates is bringing to the basketball program there in Tuscaloosa. A big day for Alabama basketball. One five-star commitment and a four-star commitment. So really excited about all three players that are currently committed to the Tide in this class. And like I mentioned, I don't think Nate Oates and company are done quite yet. All right, that's really going to do it for today's episode. I just wanted to get a real quick episode out to talk about the class so far and how much we are looking forward to this men's basketball team here this season there in Tuscaloosa. Real quick, make sure you jump in the comment section and answer the question of the day. Do you believe Nate Oates can deliver a national championship to Tuscaloosa for the Alabama men's basketball program? Why for yes or in for no? Hit that like button, hit that share button, and make sure you subscribe to the channel today. Roll Tide.